Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, man. We've been waiting on this. Our man Chuck Smith, former Falcon pass rush specialist, has worked with a variety of guys around the NFL, current, former. And Chuck reached out and said, listen, man, I'm willing to come on. It's been a minute, and it's great timing. So we appreciate you coming on because we've been having a lot of discussion about what's been going on with our football team and some of these pass rushers. Bro, it's good to see you. How you been, man?
It's good to see you guys. You know, I had to take a gap year. You know what I'm saying? I took a gap year. Because this professor named Terry Fox was so hard. The class was so hard. You know, I had to, after I graduated, I had to take a gap year before I, no, I'm just joking.
We do understand.
The extra X is for extended absence. It's our man, Big Chuck Smith, Joe.
What's up?
From the Bomb Squad. And it's so funny because we said you were coming on, and people on Twitter, I know that follow you, were like, Chuck's going to lay it down. All right, well, I guess they want you to fix the Falcons segment.
I can't do that.
But the one thing that we were talking about, and we saw, and if you go back to the 15 draft, we'll start with Vic Beasley. The numbers were there. Tackles for loss, the sacks, all the measurables you'd want. The size is right. I mean, and we've asked you, I know, a million times, but now a million and one. I mean, how would you get Vic better at getting after the quarterback?
Well, let's start out with scoring 30 points a game. I mean, when you score 30 points a game, everybody's got their ears pinned back and you can rush the passer.
Right.
One of the big challenges they've had, the last couple years, is that you're not putting up big points, so now you're subject to what? Teams trying to run the clock out. Mm-hmm. You know, teams are running the ball, so that affects pass rushers. Then it takes to what? It takes the fans out of the stands. And the fans be out of this. I mean, they ain't making no noise. So when you look at it from the standpoint of the foundation, it helps to have an offense that's scoring big because look at the teams at the Super Bowl. I mean, Aaron Donald get the rush a lot because they were blowing people out.
Yeah.
Chuck, let's talk, though, about tactically, because from the team standpoint, I think you're right. But from what you've done and you've lived it and from what you teach around the league, what is he missing? Because – I'm having a hard time, and anybody who listens to this show, you understand this. Now, I'm going to back what the Falcons do, and I'm going to ride with it because if Quinn says this is what's going to happen, I got to see it play out. But I'm having a hard time saying I'm going to commit this kind of money to a guy who I haven't consistently seen do the things that I think he's capable of. So it makes me wonder, what is he missing just from a pass rushing standpoint?
A pass rusher's mindset. And let me explain. Let me elaborate. A pass rusher's mindset is they're humble enough to do things that they're not comfortable. You know what I'm saying? They're uncomfortable doing certain things because a lot of guys get in that comfort zone when they use the same move in pass rush.
Right.
So whether it's speed, whatever. And they always think it's going to work.
Okay.
It's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to stay comfortable in what they do. So what happens to pass rushers, and I think what's happened to Vic a little bit, he's been comfortable. He's always been able to outrun guys. He's always been able to bull rush guys.
Use that natural athleticism.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're talking about being comfortable. I believe that he should become uncomfortable and focus on developing skilled moves. Because what happens is when you bull rush guys, think about now today the NFL. The ball comes out in less than 2 seconds.
Yes.
If you're a bull rusher, it takes you 2 seconds to bull rush. And then what happens is you got to fight off a bull rush. So what you need now, what I would advise anybody that's listening, any pass rusher, even Vic, you got to have explosive change of direction, sudden moves. You got to have a little finesse in there. Let me tell you why. Because the ball's coming out faster. You got to have faster, quicker moves. You can't be engaged and locked up on blocks. Or you'll forever be a bull rusher. It starts with moves. Chandler Jones, Yannick Ngakoue. Von Miller.
Yes.
I'm going down. Even Aaron Donald, if you watch him, he uses moves. He uses, meaning he'll spin, he'll chop. So what you got to learn, this ain't the old days where you can just bull rush and the quarterbacks drop back 7 yards. You got to understand, you got to be humble enough and have a learnable attitude to make some small adjustments. They'll play big dividends.
It is Big Chuck Smith and Skies live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, former member of the Bomb Squad all the way to the Super Bowl back in 98, 99.
And hold up real quick. We had 3 guys get double-digit sacks on that D-line. Now back to you.
Oh, let's see if I can remember. Shane Drenette.
Yep.
He's up in heaven now.
Shane had 8 Right? He had 8 the year, went to the Super Bowl.
The Lester the Professor Archambault.
He got 10 once in his career.
And the guy that nearly separated my shoulder, high-fiving me in Minnesota, Travis Hall.
Yep, because you were probably, back in those days, we're at the Super Bowl. What was that bomb squad bash we had?
Yep,
that?
At Buckhead.
Yep, and you were off the chain. Just let it be known. It was somewhere on the roof, he was on the roof. That's the last time.
On the roof?
We actually had a guy who smashed a orange and blue Ford Bronco with a sledgehammer to get ready for the Super Bowl that year to win Super Bowl tickets.
Somebody tatted their butt, but
yeah, it's a long story.
Long story.
But hey, man. But you know the thing is, like the year that Vic has the double-digit sacks, you got Dwight Freeney that came in, and we talked about Dwight Freeney being a mentor and he embraced that role. I mean, was that an aberration? Is that Dwight's input? Why did Vic do so well? Was it just 3 or 4 games that jumped his stats? Why can't we get back to that 15.5 number?
Because we're not scoring the points. I'm just telling you that. Remember that. That was a year where you're blowing people out. So I think at this
point. He had more opportunity.
Teams are playing catch up. They can't run the ball. They're one dimensional.
Yeah, because we're always, you know, think about, you're always against the grain. But I'll just say this about the mentor thing, which drives me crazy. Love me some Dwight Freeney, but right now, 44 is the mentor guy. He's the mentor guy. So at this point, everyone knows the moves are out there. And I always say this, and this is not anything to do with 44, right? All I'm saying is this. This is something I talk to everybody about, my pass rushers. This is the first thing I told guys in that gym today. You got smart pass rushers. You got dumb pass rushers. Not dumb people now. Not dumb people. Mm-hmm. Smart pass rushers do what the great ones do. They develop the signature moves, the spins, the humps like Reggie, the long arms like Jason Taylor. And you know what the dumb pass rushers do? The stuff that they continue to do that never gets sacks. Mm, right. So if you're smart, you're going to do what the great ones do. It's not a secret. Mm-hmm. So if Dwight Freeney's spinning and he's winning, why I'm not spinning and I can be winning? So smart pass rushers do exactly what winners do. Dumb pass rushers, not dumb people, they do what the guys do that never get sacks. And all offseason they come to my gym and say, man, I'll get my hands right. You got to do what the great ones do. And those guys who figure that out become consistent pass rushers.
Chuck Smith joining us live here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. It is Dukes and Bell. Falcon Report on the way. Steve Coonan as well, guys. Our strong arm story, which has to do with the Braves, and some football news today, if you might have missed it. Stay tuned for that. Chuck, what do you think and what do you make of Dan Quinn taking over the defense? I know you have a good relationship with Coach Quinn, but this is his background. And for me, when I heard this, you know, a lot of people felt like, well, he was doing this anyway. Marquand was calling the defenses, and Marquand was the guy that was, you know, making the signals and doing all of that. But now it is left up to Coach Quinn, and I ask this question not to be a jerk, but if he's going to improve Vic, all right, where was this the last couple of seasons? Could he have not tried to do some of the things that he's trying to implement maybe now with Vic or this D-line?
Right. Well, the first thing, I understand that, you know, the focus is about working him harder, working Vic harder.
Okay.
That's not needs to be the focus. The focus needs to be on him developing skill. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. So I think the most important part, he needs to spin this up. He's fast. I mean, what did he do? I mean, he's diesel. You know what I'm saying? He runs fast. So all those things are there, but you can't coach a dog mentality. All right? Just leave him at that.
Okay.
You can't coach a dog mentality. You got to have a dog in you. All right?
Okay.
Right. So I believe they got to work on signature pass rush moves. You got to. I mean,
and does that apply? Yeah. Does that apply for a guy like Tack McKinley? We've been talking about Tack too. Because I think Tack has real ability to get after the quarterback.
But Tack's always, you know, he's a bull rusher too. But one thing that happens when you're a bull rusher, you're always engaged and you're always falling around. So that's why people get hurt when they bull rushing.
Okay,
that's what happens. So you want to be a bull rusher? It's a what? It's a violent strike. So a lot of times when I watch Tack, it's a violent strike, but he's what? Falling on the ground, landing on his shoulders. He's got to develop signature, swift, explosive pass rush moves. And then a bull rush is a setup. It's not a primary rush because you ain't running through these big cats every game.
It is Big Chuck Smith. Joe, hanging out with us here live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, member of the Bomb Squad, T-Train staff. We're going to talk about the draft with you, too. We're going to hang out with you for a minute here at Twin Peaks. But here's the thing with Vic. We've noticed, and we joked around, Chuck, we called it a 15 technique because it's coming so far outside. I mean, and with the spin moves, it almost seems like he just gets pirouetted outside the pocket and the quarterback steps up and he just doesn't get the pressure, doesn't get the hand on him.
All right, feel me here, guys. Close your eyes and roll with me. Now, we're talking about what it is. It's like a wide nine, okay?
Okay.
You're tilted from a wide nine. The wider you are, your percentages of getting a sack get lower.
Because you're going farther.
The further you're out,
right,
the percentages go down that you're going to get a sack. When you're in a tilt, it's a 45-degree angle. You got to feel me. Now, I'm trying to paint a picture for our listeners. For your listeners, I'm sorry.
Don't close your eyes when you're driving.
You're good.
I'm talking like this is my show.
You're good.
All right? You guys got that? So, anyway, the wider you are, unless you run a 3.9,
right,
like Usain Bolt, you can't beat that edge. So what happens is, again, when you're that wide, you only have two options. You have to try to speed, but the only option is really a bull. So think about it like this also. When I line up wide, super wide, like that, anytime you line super wide, it takes away the threat of an inside move. Mm. So the tackle ain't worried about an inside move. So if I'm 8 yards outside the tackle,
right,
he doesn't have a threat, so it makes the guy one-dimensional. Now, again, let me just talk about the guys who get sacks. Do you ever see Vaughn that wide?
No.
Do you see Chandler Jones that wide? No. Reggie White? No, even though that was old school. I'm taking you back.
Yeah.
But the point I'm saying is there are certain rules to pass rush.
But you're talking about technique,
yeah,
swim move.
Yep.
You know, I mean, a combination of strength, hand speed.
You gotta have it all.
Real quick, because I want to ask you about the draft, but in a nutshell, is Vic fixable?
Yes. Yes, Vic, no question. No, I 100% believe Vic is fixable. And I think Dan Quinn, you know, saying, let's get it cracking.
Right.
At the end of the day, what you're hearing is, let's get it working,
okay,
right?
Okay.
He's the head man. And I'll tell you this. I do trust Dan because he is a defensive-minded defensive line coach at the end of the day. But what I will say is this, and I'm going to take this, and I'm going to try to step back from 44, but this is how it works. You'll have the highs, and you're going to have the lows. Because the highs are, when you bull rush every time, you got it. It's predicated on you what? The ball's got to be held.
Right.
Got to be held. So I'm bull rushing. The ball's got to be held. So I got to what? Work harder to get there. Now, in the other given year, if you're using quick explosive moves, you're going to get there. So the thing is, you're going to have a good year this year. You might not have one next year because you're bull rushes and things don't go your way. Now, the consistent guys who use spins, chops, long arms, all the dips, all the spins, they're consistent because they use those explosive change of direction signature moves that all the smart pass rushers use.
Chuck Smith joining us, guys. We've been talking a lot. We're going to continue to talk about it. Weeks leading up to the NFL draft, we keep hearing about guys like Montez Sweat, Oliver,
Preach,
Lawrence. And by the way, I got to tell you guys this, all right? Going back, this is two seasons ago. Chuck and I are talking, all right? This ain't on air. We're just having a conversation. Chuck's like, two seasons from now, this D-line draft is going to be bananas.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I hear you, Chuck. This D-line draft is about to be bananas.
This comes in Alabama alone.
You're absolutely right. So tell us about what you know so far about some of these guys we're hearing.
Well, I know all four of the Clemson guys should be first rounders. I don't even have to name them. Just call them the Clemson four.
Okay.
They fit really. All of them should be, you know, from somewhere between 5 to 15. But let me tell you, guys, I'm really loving right now. Ed Oliver. Listen, man. He is explosive. He can get upfield. He's quick. He's dynamic. Now, I love him. I love Montez Sweat. He's at 260, 6'5 and a half. You know he can run. Got skills. Been working on his long arm. Got some juice coming into the league. I'm going to tell you another one I like. Brian Burns, Florida State. Got juice. Nice. I like Brian.
He's not another Vic? Is he going to put some lead in his jumper? Is he getting bigger?
Yeah, but to me, Vic is big enough. Vic is big enough. You got to think of some of the guys. They're defensive ends that are even smaller.
Brian's pretty tall.
Brian's about 6'5".
Right.
He's the truth. I like him. I like Quinnen, a big guy that can move. But I'm a little worried about the one-year thing.
Yeah.
But, again, I like what he does. So, let me tell you a sleeper, though, real quick. Max Crosby. Kid out of – where's Max from? Central Michigan. Michigan, I'm sorry. But I watched him. I was at Exos.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance to consult him this offseason. Sorry about that. I'd had a few players this year, so I had a little brain fart there.
What about Christian Wilkins, man? Clemson.
I love him.
Some people say he gets gobbled up sometimes.
He does.
But you still
– He's a project pass rusher now. But these guys are so –
But he's played 3-4, 4-3-3, and for us, 4-3 tackle.
To me, he's the nose. I mean, for the Falcons, he's a nose because we got a three technique.
Mm-hmm.
He just needs a nose. Grady Jarrett is that dude. So
right.
I'm just telling you. And we haven't seen what he can – what he hadn't even scratched the surface of what he is. Grady's a beast, man.
Oliver and Grady, the size thing doesn't matter. You don't want to get bigger because they're saying Oliver's like 275,
right,
more effective at a lower weight.
Yeah, but I like him. I mean, Aaron Donald, we talk about that again. But to me, how you can work him, Grady and him can – when Grady can be on the outside at three, the other guy can be at the nose. But then you got to get a big guy that can also do it. I'm looking for pass rush.
Yes.
We got to stop the run, but let's rush the passer and get off the field. We'll stop the run. I think the Falcons are going to be in good shape.
We got Steve Koenig coming up. Chuck, I know your son is here, by the way. He looks like a beast. I'm just letting you know. Your son walked up. I was like, yes, sir.
He is a beast. I can't wait till that Corgi Kale. You know, we took a beat down in Colquitt County last year.
Yeah, I remember it was there. I remember.
Chuck's got a big kid. Hurry's leaving. Hey. It's Georgia, Southern Florida, State, Alabama. I'll hang up and listen.
You see, I'm shaking. Hey, come on, man. I'm ready, baby. It's game time.
Appreciate you, as always, stopping by.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Good luck, my man.
Don't forget about the little people. Y'all done blew up. Number one.
I am the little people.
Look at you.
You are always welcome, my friend.
Anytime, Chuck.
Guys. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.